Hi, it's the Gutter Recap Show. These gutters are getting rebadged at a daily rate. Yesterday you had the mini gutter spin-off series. This is the Gutter Recap Show. Just so you've got the labelling for when you go for the DVD box set series. The transfer window has definitely finally slammed shut. And I've put in my notes a joke which amused me in writing it, so I'll read it out loud. The whole thing has been like a shit film that had a surprisingly decent ending. It's not really a joke. It's a wry comment or something. Well, where to start, as I usually say at the beginning of all these shows, I've noticed when I've listened back to them. I'll get start with Leanne Prescott, who's joining me with Neil Atkinson and Paul Cope today. But we'll start with you, Leanne. Right. I suppose I'm just going to ask you the big question, because we've just been chatting about this off camera. The transfer window, did we win it in the end? Or given that all this transpired, did we win it? Because that's what people like talking about in terms of transfer windows.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, when you look at what Liverpool had to do, they had to get a centre back in, at least one, to come away with two. I know Ben Davies is somewhat unknown, not kind of the big name people wanted, but when you leave it to the last day, it was never really going to be a big name. So I think Liverpool did everything they could. If I'm right, it was like 2 million for two centre backs. So I don't really think you can kind of argue with the signings and their low risk and potentially high rewards to relatively young players. And most importantly, it just reduces the burden on Jordan Henderson and Fabinho, which is what Liverpool really needed to do.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, Paul Cope, if you think, is this an expectation lowering mind trick that's been done on us quietly? Again, I'm thinking of for many situations, I think of the Woody Allen joke about, What is the Woody Allen joke about? Shit restaurants are such
the food,
small
the, portions. Yeah, the food in this restaurant is absolutely terrible and such small portions.
Small portions, yeah. I wonder if it's been a shit restaurant with great portions in the end. I'm not sure if that's the analogy. What's your overview?